Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 73 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Four people are in the hospital, says the local ABC station, after shots were fired at a party in an apartment in Clarksville, Indiana, just before midnight, says the police department. Two people are in custody. Clarksville Police Chief Nathan Walls tells whose apartment.
We believe she was an employee at the apartment complex who was living there. And we know that that's who held the party. And that party was... had gotten out of control as the night went on.
The chief says there were kids from nearly every school in the area at the party. Seven people are hurt, one seriously, after a drive-by shooting in Chicago overnight, says the police department. They're looking for the gunman. President Trump's special Mideast diplomat Steve Witkoff says Hamas's response to the U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza is completely unacceptable. Canadian wildfire smoke is over the upper Midwest. This is ABC News. At the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial in New York, former federal prosecutor Nima Romani says the mood in the courtroom has begun to change.
Brian Steele, one of the most experienced lawyers on the defense team, he cross-examined Mia, who was the fourth assistant to testify and actually victim number four in the indictment. And it was a very aggressive cross-examination.
More information on Taylor Swift buying back the masters for her original six albums. ABC's Will Gans.
You could call it karma. But her masters being sold prompted Taylor's re-recordings, devaluing the original music, simultaneously inspiring the Eras phenomenon and tour, which earned her the spending money to buy back that original music in the first place.
Swift's master recordings were sold against her wishes in 2019 to Ithaca Holdings and Scooter Braun. He then sold them to Shamrock Holdings. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Whether you are looking for a big block of cheese for your next party or artisan cheese for that special dish, Whitaker's Market is your go-to place for cheese. We currently have over 30 options in stock, in addition to the hundreds of other items that you can't possibly live without. And as always, many of these items are deeply discounted. Check out our Facebook page for our current cheese inventory. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
Good afternoon. It's news time from WRCO, sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Tonight's forecast, mainly clear and cool and a low of 46. Sunday, more sun than clouds with calm conditions and a high of 79. And Monday, 87, mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm. Right now in Richland Center, it is 72 degrees.
TC Autoworks in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HT2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Here's a look at news. A semi-truck carrying a load of eggs crashed Wednesday evening on State Highway 80 near Ade Road, just north of Highland, according to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. The crash triggered a major cleanup operation, with officials estimating the effort would take approximately 10 hours to complete. The driver sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by emergency medical services for treatment. The Wisconsin State Patrol, along with multiple other agencies, responded to the scene and assisted with the cleanup and the investigation. A Grant County man has been sentenced to 9 months in jail after leading law enforcement on a pursuit while driving a tractor towing a disc plow. Chad Klein, 48, of Cassville, was recently sentenced by Grant County Circuit Judge Craig Day following a jury trial in which he was found guilty of resisting, failing to stop, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Klein will serve 6 months of his sentence in jail, with the remaining 3 months served under release privileges for work, school, or other approved activities. The charges stem from a June 10th incident in which Grant County Sheriff's deputies attempted to stop Klein while he was operating a tractor. Instead, he led officers on a five-mile chase before stopping at a farm in Glen Haven Township, where he then tried to flee on foot before being apprehended. The jury acquitted him of a separate charge of disorderly conduct. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports a fatal ATV accident that occurred on Friday, claiming the life of Dennis L. McCarville, 77, of Mineral Point. At approximately 3:06 Friday afternoon, the Iowa County Dispatch received a 911 call reporting an ATV rollover at an address on County Line Road in the town of Waldwick. Dennis McCarville had been operating a four-wheeler on a steep hillside while spraying weeds when the vehicle overturned and came to rest on top of him. An emergency response that included the Hollandale Fire Department, Hollandale First Responders, Mineral Point EMS, and Blanchardville Fire and EMS arrived on scene shortly after dispatch. Greene County EMS assisted by providing advanced paramedic-level care. Despite resuscitation efforts, McCarville was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is leading the ongoing investigation into the cause of the crash. Iowa County is receiving an external assistance from a cyber attack, which was discovered on April 28th. The county has hired a vendor to help restore its land record system and search functionality. According to a statement on the Iowa County website, this is a time-intensive effort involving the review of over 1 million images. We are working diligently to bring the system back online as quickly and safely as possible. While a full restoration will take time, officials expect to have a clearer timeline in the coming days as the vendor completes its assessment. Ongoing updates will be posted on the Iowa County website. U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden highlighted federal agricultural policy during a visit Thursday to Foremost Farms cheese plant in Lancaster. The visit came roughly a week after the U.S. House of Representatives passed a budget reconciliation package known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which includes several provisions impacting the dairy industry and broader agricultural policy. The bill now awaits consideration in the Senate. Addressing trade policy from former President Donald Trump's administration, Van Orden acknowledged the uncertainty Wisconsin farmers have experienced, but argued that tariffs are a necessary tool to secure better trade agreements for U.S. agricultural exports. He pointed to India, which imposes tariffs of 30% to 60% on imported dairy products, and Canada, which only allows tariff-free U.S. dairy imports up to a quota established in a 2018 trade deal. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Federal health officials say at least 45 people in 18 states have been sickened in an expanding salmonella outbreak tied to recalled cucumbers. The cucumbers were produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed to restaurants, hospitals, cruise ships, and grocery stores. Health authorities said Friday at least 16 people have been hospitalized to date. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard six different cruise ships that departed from Florida posts between late March and mid-April. The outbreak was detected as a part of a follow-up inspection to a 2024 outbreak linked to the same company. The Basswood Church will celebrate its 130th anniversary Sunday. A worship service will be held at 10 o'clock, followed with a dinner, a history presentation at 1 o'clock, and a hymn sing to follow. All are welcome. The steeple is in need of repairs, and donations or memorials are welcome. And the Boaz Lions Club invites everyone to tour the Mastodon Building the first Sunday of each month, including tomorrow, June 1st. The building will be open from 1 until 3 o'clock. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
Here are today's vital statistics. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. For Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. Air quality is going to continue to be less than perfect as we continue getting through this weekend here. We are going to still see some of that wildfire smoke pushing through the state from Canada as we continue through the weekend. Going through the rest of tonight, we are looking at mainly clear skies and cooler temperatures. We'll be settling mostly in the mid-40s. Winds are going to be on the calm side. As we head into our Sunday, we're looking at more sunshine than clouds with calm conditions and winds once again. Temperatures will be a bit warmer. We're looking at highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with minimal winds from the south up to 5 miles an hour. Lows will be dropping just to the mid to upper 50s. And as we kick off this upcoming week here on Monday, mostly sunny skies, breezy winds, especially in the afternoon, and it's going to be much warmer. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Winds will be coming from the south-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and gusts up to 20 through the afternoon. Tuesday is looking at mostly cloudy skies with showers and storms expected through the day. Heavier rain amounts are expected, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 70s. Wednesday, we are going to feel definitely more of that cold front effect coming through. Scattered light rain showers through the day, less humid, highs only in the upper 60s to low 70s. Thursday is going to give us mostly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of scattered showers through the day, maybe a rumble of thunder. Slightly warmer temperatures, once again though, only in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then as we head into Friday for the end of this upcoming week, mostly sunny skies, but a stray shower or two could pop up through the day. Highs are expected to be in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
73 with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 77. The record high, 91, set May 31st of 1953. Record low, 34 in 1965. Last year's high was 79, the low, 48. Sunset will happen at 8:34 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:24 for tomorrow morning. We have a west to southwest wind at 3, barometer at 29.84. No precipitation today. And after a high of 74, it is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Memories were made, challenges were met, and dreams are in motion. Congratulations, graduates of Kickapoo and Lafarge High Schools. This salute is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club. Coming up, a recap of local stuff, a look at local baseball this weekend, and the Brewers having a big day again in Philadelphia.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
WIAA sectional track meets were held yesterday across the state, and from the area, several athletes are advancing to the state track tournament coming up next weekend in La Crosse. For Richland Center, their boys 4x2 relay, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Button, and Madeline Huber, who was a fourth place finisher in shot put last night, moving on to the state tournament. River Valley will be represented by Wesley Hatfield, who finished fourth in the 100-meter dash, and fourth in the 200 last night, advancing to the state. The top four go to the next level. And in Division 3, representing Ithaca Weston this year, will be Clayton Lee, first place in the 1600 last night and second place in the 3200. It was a big day and night for Kickapoo LaFarge. First place for their boys 4x4 relay team, Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter. And second place for the 4x8, which advances to state, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter. Adric Egge was first in the 200, first place in the boys' 400-meter dash, and second place in the long jump. Adam Boyson will also be going as a high jumper after finishing second at sectional. First place finishes for the girls' 4x1 relay team, Katie Rando, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsasser. And first place for the girls' 4x2, that was Jewel Kleinsasser, Avea Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Rando. And the 4x4 girls will also be heading to state from Kickapoo LaFarge, Katie Rando, Annika Waslik, Kendall Andelsek, and Jaden Snagel. Avea Young advances in the 100 after finishing third, and Jaden Snagel goes to state as well in the 400 after taking second place at sectional. Home Talent Baseball coming up on Sunday in the Western section. It will be Dodgeville at Schulzburg-Benton and Muscadet at Hollandale, Arena at Wyota. Verona travels to Blanchardville, Ridgeway at Belleville, and Argyle at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. And in the northern section tomorrow, Cross Plains at Middleton, Wanakee at Black Earth, and Sauk Prairie visits Cazenovia. We'll have the call of that one tomorrow, live from Cazenovia Memorial Park. Nick Stittleberg, player-manager with Cazenovia, admits the Reds are a young squad this year again.
We are probably, if we don't have the youngest team in the league, we probably are very close to the top of having the youngest team in the league. And with that, of course, the kids in high school and stuff, they have to wait till their season is done. And then college kids have finals and school that they are away from home and don't get home every weekend type of thing. So the later start in the season for home talent now helps us a little with that, though, thankfully.
Sauk Prairie visits Cazenovia, and that's always a big game.
They travel very well. They're probably maybe just a little tick behind Ashton as far as a fan base that travels, but that's nothing against them. They're a very well traveled team with their fans, and they always put on a great display up here in Caz when they come up.
Sauk Prairie at Cazenovia can be heard on WRCO FM 100.9 tomorrow. Last night in high school baseball, some regular season games wrapping up. Fenimore was a 4-0 winner over Belmont. It was also last night in soccer, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca getting a 3-0 win over La Crosse Logan Luther, and Dodgeville Mineral Point was a 1-0 winner over Columbus. The WIAA Girls Soccer Tournament begins this next week. The Brewers last night picked up a 6-2 win over the Phillies, and now today they're looking for the sweep. It's the top of the eighth inning, and Milwaukee is unbelievably ahead, 17-2. They went up 12-0 after four innings of play today, and they keep rolling today in Philadelphia against one of the top teams. Philly first baseman Bryce Harper remains day-to-day as he continues to recover from a bruised right elbow, leaving his return to the lineup uncertain. Harper was hit by a 95-mile-per-hour fastball by the Braves pitcher Spencer Strider during the first inning on Tuesday. Jordan Alvarez's hand injury is worse than originally appeared. The Houston slugger has a small fracture that was previously believed to be a muscle strain. He felt discomfort while hitting Friday in hopes of coming off the injured list this weekend. General manager Dana Brown said he believes the fracture is Alvarez's right hand, which wasn't discovered in initial imaging on May 6th because there was too much inflammation and fluid. This weekend is turning into quite a homecoming for Denzel Clark. The Athletics' 25-year-old rookie hit his first major league home run going deep at Rogers Center in his hometown of Toronto after going 1-for-19 with 15 strikeouts over his first six games as a big leaguer. He singled twice and recorded his first major league RBI in an 11-7 loss Friday night. He also made a flashy defensive play as well. Today he drove a Braden Fisher pitch out to left for a two-run home run in the second inning. The Pacers trying to take advantage of a second chance to eliminate the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Indiana is looking to make the second NBA Finals appearance in franchise history and the first in 25 years. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2 after losing Game 5 on Thursday. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight in Indiana. A Pacers win would be the final game broadcast by the network. A Knicks win would send the series back to New York on Monday night for Game 7. The Florida Panthers don't play hockey every day. It only seems like that could be the case when the Panthers take the ice for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton Wednesday night. It will be the team's 309th game over the last three seasons and one that ties the NHL record for most games in a three-year span. That means they'll break the record in Game 2 on Friday. There is no downside to making the Stanley Cup Final in three consecutive seasons, though there has been one unintended consequence. The Panthers are playing a ton of hockey. It's simultaneously tiring and exhilarating as well for the team. That's an update on sports for this Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Gone, but never forgotten. This Memorial Day, we honor those who gave all in defense of our freedom. This tribute is brought to you by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress and Richland Family Prescription Center, committed to remembering our heroes.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event, happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Schomers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Our Retro Saturday continues. We hope you're having an awesome day. We're at 72 degrees now in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Today's Backtracking Show is next.
After years of hard work and countless memories, this milestone shines. Graduation day has arrived for Richland Center High School. Brought to you by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Welcome to the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Our pregame for the Saturday night rock and roll spectacular. Those were the days. We look back at some chart data, some notes on this weekend in music history. From the 70s and 80s, we begin in 1974 when Gordon Lightfoot was awarded a gold record for his album called Sundown. On the strength of the title tune, which went all the way to number one, and another song, Carefree Highway, which went to number 10. Gordon Lightfoot was one of the artists of the year of 1974.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame. trusting her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Lightfoot on the Backtracking Show here on WRCO. Let's zoom ahead to 1975. At the end of May, 17 weeks after entering the Billboard pop chart, Freddie Fender's Before the Next Teardrop Falls made it all the way to number one. The song was written in the late 1960s and had already been recorded more than two dozen times. Fender would later recall, "The recording only took a few minutes. I was glad to get it over with, and I thought that would be the last of it, but the recording went all the way to the top." 1975 flashback on the Backtracking Show.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
C. celebrating birthdays over the course of the last part of May. Gary Brooker, longtime vocalist for the group Procol Harum, and also born on the 29th of May, Andrea True of the Andrea True Connection. They connected with American audiences with this big hit in the backtracking era, More, More, More. On the backtrack and weekend from WRCO also include the bassist for the band Toto, Mike Porcaro, born May 29th of 1955.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Yeah. restless longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Tuned. We have more backtracking coming up in just a moment from WRCO FM 100.9.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRCO. Thanks for joining us today for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Taking you back to the year of 1972. Here's Todd Rundgren. Thanks for joining us for our pregame show. For all of our stuff going on Saturday night, we return to 1980. Although the disco craze was starting to run out of steam, a group from Minneapolis, Minnesota called Lip Sync that featured Cynthia Johnson on vocals reached the top of the U.S. charts with a tune called Funky Town.
Talk about it.
take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Funky Town.
Won't you take me to?
Track on a WRCO. We go back to 1975. The Eagles released One of These Nights on May 31st. It would become the second of their five U.S. number one singles. Fun going backtrack and checking out some of the pop music memories and stories in the headlines. We go back to the year of 1979. Supertramp performed at New York's Madison Square Garden, where they received a gold record for their million-selling album, Breakfast in America. It was everywhere in 1979, and here it is again.
the line.